Good evening. I would like to call tonight's Kendall County Historic, or it will be history, Kendall County Board meeting, adjourned September meeting for October 6, 2020 at the Historic Kendall Courthouse to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Present.
Ms. Flowers.
Present.
Mr. Gangler.
Here.
Mr. Giles. Ms. Gilmore. Mr. Greider.
Here.
Ms.
She will not be here.
Mr. Keller.
Yes.
Mr.
Here.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Amendment has been provided to me for an item on consent agenda 7. It would be item 9B. I would like to pull that for the regular agenda so we can make the amendment.
Not on consent. It's not on consent. 9B is under new business.
Oh, sorry. 9B is under new. Thank you. Never mind.
Oh, 9B?
Yeah, never mind.
They said D, Chairman. Which is not on there. All right, so is there a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Motion
second.
By Flowers.
Second.
Seconded by Sesich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. Public comment. You'll have 5 minutes. You say your name for the record.
Bod Miller in Yorkville. Being here for the entire budget hearings and the process, I think you guys have gotten really close. It was a kind of a big lift, but you got there. And I always want to say it was a very commendable job, and I was glad I could watch it happen. Thank you.
That was well under. Any other public comment? Scott, there was a letter.
Yep. Give me 1 second.
Hey there, who it's from?
Yep. This letter, it came in an email from Bob Stewart. Dear Kendall County Board members, I'd like to express my concerns about further increases in real estate taxes in Kendall County. I'm a business, farmland, and homeowner in the county. The high real estate taxes in our county have driven our farm businesses to not invest in facilities and land in our home county. Facility improvements have been delayed or moved to other counties where we operate. Farm profitability is low now due to low commodity prices, yet our taxes continue to rise. High taxes have negatively impacted our ability to attract, retain, and retain employees. They want to own their own homes, and they are better off living and working in other counties. As a business owner, I am keenly aware of the budget issues like the ones Kendall County is facing. However, we cannot continue taxing our way out of problems and driving people and businesses out of our county. Thank you for your time and service to Kendall County. Sincerely, Bob Stewart, Stewart Farms.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Chaska, roll call.
Yes.
Flowers.
Aye.
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. Any old business? New business. May I have a motion to approve the resolution declaring October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Gilmore. Does anyone wish to read this resolution? Ms. Gilmore, thank you.
What's in the packet? Resolution declaring October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, whereas hundreds of families across Kendall County have been affected by breast cancer, and patients continue to face many unique challenges, including emotional and physical demands of continual treatment. And whereas early detection and routine diagnosis have been the most positive progress against breast cancer in the past 30 years, and 1 in 8 women in the United States could be diagnosed with breast cancer, specifically in Illinois, It is expected that over 11,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in 2020. And whereas in the United States, it is estimated that over 155,000 women have metastatic breast cancer, the devastating stage of breast cancer that occurs when the cancer spreads beyond the breast to other parts of the body, including bones, lungs, liver, and brain. And whereas currently no cure exists for breast cancer, and many of those with breast cancer continue treatment with the simple goal of extending the best quality of life possible. And whereas while there is no cure for cancer, there is reason to be hopeful with the extensive research efforts underway. And more research is needed so that new and more effective treatments can be developed. And whereas breast cancer affects all races and socioeconomic classes and is the leading cause of death in women in the United States, now therefore be it resolved by the Kendall County Board that the Board declares October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Be it further resolved, the citizens of Kendall County are urged to become informed and aware of breast cancer and to support funding for programs that reduce barriers to breast cancer screening, detection, and treatment for all women. Presented and adopted by the Kendall County Board this sixth day of October 2020.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the resolution approving the Northern Illinois Food Bank event? Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Flowers. The next two items are essentially together. The first is obviously the, where did I put, pager is the first?
Five.
One? Five? Thank you. So, it's going to be in conjunction with COVID testing at the health department parking lot. And so the Northern Illinois Food Bank has requested approval from us to hold an event that will provide boxes of food to Kendall County residents on October 7th, 2020 from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the parking lot of the Kendall County Health and Services building. And as I mentioned, this is going to be in conjunction with the Illinois Department of Public Health, who will be conducting COVID-19 tests in the parking lot. And I hope that we'll all find that this is a worthy event and something that we should be doing here in the county. I think it's great that we have this opportunity in Kendall County to have testing here on site. And I know that Rayanne is on the line, or at least I believe she is. Rayanne, do you have anything that you would like to add?
No, not really at this time. It's just, you know, these are two events that we're very excited to bring to the county. And we know that the importance of making sure we get food packages out to those that are struggling with economics right now and making sure that they have food, as well as giving the opportunity for 3 days to do the COVID testing here in our site. So very good opportunities, very excited to host these. A lot of work has gone in behind it, so I hope that you're ready to support this.
Thanks, Rayanne. Mr. Prochaska.
Apple gave me an amendment to make for this resolution. I'd like to make the following amendment to make a motion to amend the times in paragraph 1 of the resolution from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and to change the times under paragraph 2 on exhibit 1 from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Where's the there's a motion and a second to change page 35 from first paragraph, 7 a.m. will be now be 9 a.m. The 4 p.m. will now be 12. And then on page 36, item number 2, they will change from 7 a.m. to?
9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Oh, it's going to be the same?
Yes.
9 a.m. to 12 p.m. as well. Got that, Debbie? Okay.
Sorry, I updated on your signature copy, Debbie.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Which, just to reiterate for your sake, Debbie, the motion is to amend the times in the first paragraph of the resolution from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and changes the time under paragraph 2 on exhibit 1 from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Motion made by Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion on that change? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Now may I have May have a roll call then on the full motion for the resolution approving Northern Illinois Food Bank event with a motion, with the amendment of the time change to 9 to 12. Roll call, please.
Aye.
Yes.
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 All ayes. Motion carries. Thank you. And may have a motion to approve resolution approving IDPA COVID-19 testing event.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Motion by Sesich, seconded by Vickers. Yes, Mr. Keppel.
As a point of clarification, we've been going back and forth changing this resolution, and we just got back from IDPH today the legal changes that they asked for. Jim Webb said that he had no objection to them. We had no objection to the change in the insurance language. So there's a separate stapled copy on your desk. And as of today, or as of just a few moments ago, Jim Webb noticed that some of the changes that we made to make it 3 days, IDPH must have changed back to one. So this event is supposed to be for the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And the most recent version we got from them, it is only for the 7th. So just to be clear, for the version on your desk, we're going to have to update again to add the 8th and the 9th in as days that the program will go. But all the legal language and everything else will be exactly the same. We just would need to add those two dates in.
And I've noticed that this event is actually 7 to 4. Is that correct?
This event is 7 to 4. That was the times that we originally proposed for the food bank. They wanted to change it to the tighter window, and then they have till 5 to clean up, the food bank does. This will give a little bit bigger of a window. The setup and breakdown time for COVID testing may be more. We haven't done it yet with them, so we wanted to make sure they had a big enough time window to be able to be there.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Brader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Jessica?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Aye.
Elected official reports and other department reports. Is there any officials? Standing committee reports, the one we've all been waiting for, finance, Mr. Kellogg.
I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance increasing fees charged by the Kendall County Sheriff's Office for the service attempt of civil process, execute, acknowledge real estate deed of sale, return of process, replevins, warrants, serving second defendant notice, or take notice, mailings, and alias summons.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sesich.
Finance and through LGL. There's no objections from anyone that I'm aware of.
Call.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Motion of approval for ordinance increasing fees charged by the Kendall County Sheriff's Office for the taking of bond.
Second.
By Kellogg, seconded by Sesich.
Similar. It's been through both and no objections.
Roll call.
Mr. Ryder?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Make a motion to file tentative fiscal year 2021 County of Kendall, Illinois budget with the county clerk.
Second.
By Kellogg, seconded by Sesich.
It starts on page 49 of your packet. Page 50 shows the progression from the initial asks and expense revenues that we started with back on December 16th. Itemize some of the changes going down. We are posting a negative $115,620 tentative budget. I have a couple conversations that are taking place to close in on making that a balanced budget. A couple of them with offices that are extremely busy right now with other things, and out of respect to them, I'm trying to find a time that's a little calmer to discuss some of those changes and possibilities. So I pretty confident we'll be at a zero by the time we approve the final budget.
Thank you. Mr. Prochaska.
Do we know if in our tentative budget have we already taken into account the two fee increases that we just approved?
Sheriff's still here, but I believe the sheriff turned in his budget request. He included the fee increases in his budget documentation that he turned into the county. And so those are represented in the tentative budget.
Contrary
to
the sheriff.
Not objecting, so.
Thank you. And Mr. Cog, to be clear, or Mr. Keppel even, can you explain, you know, the process of displaying the budget and why we do that now, even though it looks like a negative budget and we don't expect to end up there, what that means?
So we're required to post a tentative budget 30 days before it's approved. So the intent would be to post this budget today, so that there, as it is now, there still can be some changes made between now and when the budget is final approved by the board. We could have new information we find out from the state or other situations like we've had recently. We've also are attempting to, as it's election year, get the, if possible, we have to, after we approve the budget 2 weeks later, we can approve the levies. Sometimes we approve the levies in December, but with the election, the thought was to try to, with this board passing the budget, also have them pass the levies in November. So this is a little bit earlier than it often is done with the proposed budget at the first meeting in October. So that was the intent with the budget calendar that was discussed at finance this year.
That was one thing that I had suggested, because when I got elected to the board, one of my first meetings, we sat and voted on levies, and I honestly didn't know what I was voting on at that time. I had a little background. I'd come in and met with Latrice to get a mile-high view of what we were voting on, but I don't think it's appropriate for us to make all these changes and then pass the budget and then do the levy request, and then new people walk into something that it's not fair to them and not fair to staff to have to try and re-explain the whole tax process to people a week after they're elected.
Yeah, I remember that as well.
It was the next day for me, so.
Roll call.
Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All ayes, motion carries. Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the Smart Deploy System Development Software in an amount of $15,450.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sesich.
And if Scott, you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, Matt Kinsey's on the phone if you have specific questions. We're going to do our best. I feel pretty confident in it to get CURES reimbursement for this. This is rapid deployment software, so we can catch up on all of the laptops that were purchased so that we can facilitate work from home better than we have in the past, and also to catch up on some of the PCs that we've had to put to the back burner because we've had to do so many laptops with IT. This will allow us to do it faster, and IT expenditures to facilitate work from home is one of the CARES Act things you can get reimbursement for. This is not in budget, and that's why I asked Matt to send it to committee. It made it through admin and finance committee thus far, and it's here today for final approval.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. All ayes, motion carries. Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Kelly? Special committee reports, county organizations. Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, the National Association of Counties continues to have a remote-only policy for meetings. They've extended that to all meetings for the remainder of this year. The United Counties Council also continues its remote-only meeting policy. They are starting to meet monthly with using different meeting softwares. I know some of the staff and myself, and I believe Ms. Sesich has been on some of those calls. ISACO, on the other hand, they're actually having a live board meeting coming up next week. All discussions currently are revolving around veto session and what is going to exactly happen in it.
Thank you. I had a ICRMT call, and they haven't figured out the Zoom stuff yet. So we had a conference line, and it was interesting. The big thing that came out of that, I think, is that they now have gone with a new cyber insurer, and it's one that many counties have been using anyway. And that was an area that they were not excelling in, I think, and so they're trying to really upgrade. I think Beasley's is the name of the insurer that they have used, and they were able to save about $300,000 by doing that as well. So they're at least cognizant that they had some work to do, and so I thought that was, otherwise good. Other business? Ms. Bickers?
Census update?
Yes, of course.
So there's still some legal wrangling whether yesterday was the last day to respond or not. I just went to my 2020census.gov, and you can still respond online for self-reporting. But as of the 4th, 99.8% of the entire state has been enumerated, which means they either self-responded or someone knocked on the door, which is fantastic. In Kendall County, our self-response rate was 82.1%. which ties us for second in the state with McHenry. So they didn't beat us.
What was the goal?
Monroe is at 82.8%.
Our number again?
Our number?
Yes.
82.1.
Okay, thank you.
And I feel really good that looking at some of the tracks on how much is responded, that we may actually be closer to the 90% target that we were hoping for. When
that's
we started
outstanding.
The commission.
Do you recall what the number was in 2010?
In 2010, our total response rate was 83%.
Yeah.
So we met that just from self-response almost.
Right.
So
that's huge. And as we've said it over and over, but it bears repeating. The more that we're able to count, the better it helps us. And right now is the time when we notice that. With the pandemic
Absolutely.
Going on, it's so important. And then another big thing we've been concerned about, just in Illinois generally, is do we lose a seat or two in Congress, and the hope is that with that kind of a reporting, hopefully that'll help us at least if we're going to lose one, it's going to be one and not
yes.
the two seats, which was kind of the worst case scenario.
Yes.
So thank you, Robin, for all your work.
Sure.
Can I ask a question regarding
yes.
that?
Ma'am,
so,
Ms. Sessage.
Robin, you said that you can self-report. Are we going to then be able to go to October, the end of October, then for this?
Honestly, they're still fighting. There was an injunction against the deadline was October 31st, and then the Commerce Department changed it to September 30th, and there was an injunction filed against it. Some people, they're arguing. Honestly, the judges and lawyers are arguing where they're stopping yesterday still falls within that deadline of the 31st. So. Right now, you can self-report. The enumerators have been called back. They're not going out anymore, which was the last update we got from our census contacts. However, on their website, it says that they're still finishing up. So I don't know.
So does that mean individuals can then go on their computer, they can do it themselves, and can somebody call them from the census, or there is nothing from an outside source?
There's never been anyone from the census calling. It was either knocking on your door, and that was it for contact. They can still call in, theoretically. I haven't tried that. I can tell on the website you can do it. So, we're leaving our signs up out around the county until the 31st, because that's the last deadline for sure.
Okay.
It just, I don't know when they're going to shut off the website.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Robin.
Sure.
Chairman's report. I have a potentially kind of an exciting item that I wanted to just get the board up to speed on. As we've all been aware and we've all spoken about over the last, 3 or 4 years now, is the former Caterpillar site known as the Grid. We have been out there, Scott and I have, a couple of different times. One is for a new, what would you call it, the truck lot?
Truck parking, RV truck. Parking. Yeah. Desperately needed that.
Desperately needed truck parking in the area, so that rather than having to take their rig home, they can take it and park it on the site. And they have the large parking lots out on the Route 31 side of the facility that, you know, you just can't build that anymore. And so that was a first step. And it's, you know, obviously not the, you know, the big thing that we're looking for, you know, for the whole thing, but it's a start and it's a good thing. Secondly, or maybe firstly, is that Caterpillar, as we know, has stayed there with respect to the engineers. With the pandemic, I don't think there are a lot of people that are actually on site right now, but they are staying there and those jobs are staying here, which we're very excited about. And then just a couple of weeks ago, Scott and I, along with Mayor Matt Brawley from Montgomery and State Representative Keith Wheeler, were invited to the grid to meet with a potential tenant. And it feels like it would be a huge win for Kendall County and for the area if we're able to pull it in. And the company's name is Bombardier Transportation. And they would bring about 300 employees but there's one big caveat. They need to be selected by Metra to build their new rolling stock for the Rebuild Illinois capital plan. They would be the only manufacturer of those rail cars that would be physically located in the state of Illinois. So, you know, we're hopeful that would be a big benefit or a help as they're looking. You know, Metra board members are ultimately going to make this determination. The good news there, Metra obviously we know has struggled during the pandemic. However, just today, the Metra board sent out a press release about their upcoming budget year, and in it was $69.9 million for locomotives and car rehab and $61.5 million for new rolling stock in their 2021 capital budget, which means they're getting closer. The facility that they showed us would not take up the entire campus that's out there, but it had a significant footprint that would be in there, and they already have sorry, almost retrofit, you know, exactly for this kind of thing where you have the overhead cranes that can, you know, take it and build it, you know, as it goes along. This specific company, you know, if you look it up, they have done projects all over, you know, coast to coast and overseas, and including some CTA, some of the newer CTA cars that they've done. And so to me, this is exactly the type of project that we'd love to see in there. You know, it'll be a heavy investing manufacturing or heavy industrial manufacturing. The last we knew, there were three bidders. With the Buy USA provision, we think that there's at least that kind of narrows it down to two, one of which is this company, the Bombardier, that is interested. So, you know, my hope is, and I've talked to, you know, to Matt as well as Chairman Lawson in Kane County, who, with us being almost on the border, is very much in favor of this as well. And this would be a significant, you know, new opportunity for some jobs in the area. Scott, I don't know if there was anything. I know we've talked about whether an enterprise zone or any of those things would be applicable to something like this.
Yeah, we're working alongside representatives for the grid to find the best fit, whether it be they work more with Montgomery or they remain unincorporated as they change and look to bring different ventures in there. So we're having constant talks, both from an economic development and a planning, building, zoning side, to make sure that we answer their questions as fast as we can to make sure, you know, to allow for businesses to come in there when they're available to. So there's a lot of, you know, government usually finds out last when a business is going to come in because of the deals that are happening. But whenever they have questions, we turn them around very quickly.
Right. And so I know there have been various conversations. I know Representative Wheeler has sort of the higher level relationship, I guess, you know, with the company. And Mayor Brawley has been looking at this in terms of whether it makes sense for the growth of Montgomery, you know, to continue that direction. And I know that the Montgomery EDC has also been really involved with the site as well. So I wanted to give that update because sometimes it gets on the back burner a little bit. And we know it's out there. We know that I think a lot of us here at least know that the Caterpillar jobs have stayed, you know, the engineering positions. But, you know, now that there's this interest, I wanted to at least bring it to everybody's attention. Ms. Sessage.
Yeah, this is probably going to be a stupid question. Who does Caterpillar, the corporation, own the building and the property? I mean, how does that work?
No, so in February of this year, the Reich Brothers, our company who purchased the Caterpillar facility, okay. And so all of the outbuildings and lots and everything, and they're a company that is based out of the East Coast, and they have found numerous different industrial sites like this around the country, and have tried to either find more heavy manufacturing or subdivide and split it out.
So that's what I was going to ask. They can piece it out then and sell off certain, or rent off, or lease off, I guess. So
I don't know all the details on that. And Scott, I don't know if you ever heard, but I assume that was part of the Caterpillar deal when they made the sale, that they entered into the lease to lease it?
Correct, yeah. They leased back the office space for a period of time as part of the sale of the buildings. And I believe they're looking at possible renovations to all of the buildings, just depending upon who ends up in there and what the needs are. I know that one of the biggest advantages that the grid has compared to a lot of other places in the state is that rail spur with BNSF right next to it. They can get rail, in and out of Chicago directly to that location. So that's one of the biggest selling points they have. They generate their own power on site, so they can buy power cheaper than you can in any other site near there. And then the availability of space that's there, that's already built out. It was well maintained by Caterpillar. It is older, so there's certain things that don't fit well, but there's a lot of things that would fit.
Was this the only manufacturing site in Kendall? Is there something in Plano? Or is this, Caterpillar was the manufacturing in Kendall County, right?
Yeah, as far as the unincorporated goes, there's some other smaller manufacturing ones. This is the biggest vacant space that we have that's available.
Okay. Plano, what you might be thinking of, they have the last foundry in the county, which is MTH Pump, yeah. Right downtown. But that's in the city, I guess. But
what is Wrigley then considered? It's not manufacturing, right?
It's actually in Yorkville proper. It's not in the unincorporated area, yeah. And I guess it would be considered manufacturing. I mean, they do some pretty heavy, they have pretty heavy use there. But that is, in the Yorkville property.
It's just interesting, when people, we had the letter from Bob Stewart about our property taxes and things like that. But, when you look at Kendall County as a whole and you look at our municipalities within Kendall County, we look at that, do we have industrial? Do we have manufacturing? Do we have those types of companies? And when you can see something like this, the possibility of it coming, it benefits all of us. Even within the municipalities. So you can go over to Will and they've got manufacturing, all over the place. And of course it's they have a very healthy budget over there. So, this is really a good thing if it comes through. I don't know who we'd contact over at the Metro Board, but that would be nice for it to happen.
Well, and you make some good points. We've talked about this before, and I'd like to see us, continue to push that. I know Audra is not here tonight, but she's worked on this as well. In trying to formulate an EDC for Kendall County. That's where you mentioned Will County, that they've had great success because mm-hmm. of the Will County Economic Development Commission. Grundy County, we had out at one of our Economic Development Committee meetings where the executive director came and spoke to us. And I know there's different connotations, to those EDCs and how they run them, and whether there's transparency involved and things like that. But I think you can see the success when you look around. In a lot of, especially in Will County and different places like that. So yeah. That's definitely something that I'd like to see us, continue working on.
For sure.
So thank you for bearing with me on that. Public comment? Just say your name for the record, please. You have 5 minutes.
Todd Millern, Yorkville. As I alluded to, I thought the budget was a very commendable process. But you're still 115 over budget. Matt will probably get there. I would like to remind this board that you gave the coroner a 21% raise. That's probably $8,000 that whatever would have lowered that amount to maybe 107. That said, Mr. Stewart's letter is indicative of a lot of taxpayers in this county and voters and how they feel. One thing I think you can do, this will be the fourth year in a row, not hardly anybody I know has been able to do this, that you have not taken the CPI, and that needs to be better publicized and shared with the public, saying that you're doing your part. Although, like I said, there are some certain areas there that
possibly didn't need to be done. As I discussed in June, the only metric that was used for the coroner's raise was population, not workload, and I indicated that I thought she was adequately paid at the time based upon the amount of work she did. Two of you agreed with me and seven of you didn't. That said, on property taxes, I got a call on Sunday. The assessments went out and the taxpayers have gotten theirs. There's a widow, it's over 65, in Kendall Township, whose property taxes are going from $6,000 to $9,000 with no change in that property at all. The barn's still there, the house has been there, no improvements, yet her property tax bill is going up 49%. She gave me a call, and I, like I said, I understand this PTEL fairly well, and usually that's, you know, no more than 5%. And I didn't really have an answer for her on why she was getting such a big, big increase like that. One of the things I was able to find out was is that Kendall Township got a new assessor, and she was appointed in March. So I don't know if that has something to do with it or not, but for somebody that's over 65 and having a property tax bill go from $6,000 to $9,000 is pretty steep and pretty dramatic. And it's something that I think somebody needs to look into and figure out because it seemed very, very unfair to me. Thank you.
Questions from the press?
Jim Wyman, WSPY. What was the situation, Mr. Kellogg, with the health department? I know in the past the health department has given money back to the county during budget time. Did that happen this year?
No, we had an agreement last year with the way the budget was passed that we increased their levy. They still cover their benefits and insurance.
So that dispute at the end of budget year or when the budget is being formulated is over
this
based
year,
on the levy?
Yeah, this year it is. I mean, they didn't ask for an increase in levy. We didn't discuss it. Most of our departments or other groups reimburse us to the general fund for health benefits and insurance, and that's they're doing the same as they have in the past.
Okay. How do you spell Bombardier? Is it Bombardier?
B-O-M-B. A R D I E R.
And do they have other, where's their corporate headquarters? Do you know?
I believe it's in Ottawa, Canada, but I'm not a, I'd have to check that.
And do they have other facilities in the United States besides the possible one at the Cat property?
Scott, do you recall? I didn't think they did.
I believe they do, but.
Three? They have three.
That's what the website said.
I think one of the competitors has one on the one of the coasts.
And they build railroad freight cars, is that right?
Not freight, but passenger cars.
They build passenger cars, okay.
That's right.
And airlines.
Yep.
And what?
Private jets.
Private jets. They do all kinds of the transportation related.
But this would be passenger rail cars,
this would
right?
be passenger rail cars, right.
That's now, correct. Now,
specifically will the, for Metra,
right? Will the Kendall County lobbyist in Springfield then work on trying to convince Metra to to go with Bombardier with the rail car thing? I mean, is there going to be work in that mode too,
Mr. Couple?
As this is an open and ongoing bid, we will not be lobbying anything having to do with the choice that is made by Metra.
So the bid has still, Bombardier has still not procured the Cat property. That's still.
So the bid has been out for several months. It's been delayed because of COVID-19. Bombardier submitted a bid, and they're doing any business at the Cat property is contingent upon them winning the bid because they would build the cars for Metra at the grid facility.
And when is that expected to be resolved?
They're hoping in the next couple of months.
Okay.
So. The fact that they issued this press release today, I think, is a sign that they're moving in that direction. And, you know, hoping, I think November was the last I'd heard.
So there's a press release today?
There is, yeah.
Okay.
You want to send that to both Katie and Jim?
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Katie, anything else?
Question.
Okay, thank you. Any need for executive session? We have a motion to adjourn. Motion by Sesich, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We are adjourned.